Well, good morning to you, and welcome back to the God School. At the God School, we have been teaching for 15 years the Word of God. This series is called the God Spiel. The etymology of that English word, gospel, comes from the German God Spiel. God said, God's word. We teach here the Word of God. So much of religion is man-made. Not of God, but of men. And the title of this endeavor, the God School, is to put forth God's Word, His good word, His good news, that men might come to know God, the purpose of which, listen, this is very important, to stop looking at yourself and look to God and what He has done. The Apostle Paul, in all of his epistles, opens and says, the grace, unmerited favor, it doesn't have anything to do with your activity, but what God is giving unto those that He chose out from among those He has not chosen. That man might come to rely on Him rather than on themselves and what they think they deserve. Oh, I go to church every Sunday. Oh, I go to Bible study. Oh, I read through the Bible every year. Oh, No, it's God, God, God. And what He has done. And what He has chosen from before the foundations of the world for Himself. A name of God is Jehovah Sabaoth. That means Lord of Hosts, as translated in the King James Bible. Which means He is in control of everything. And for God to be God, He can do whatever He wants to do, and from the very beginning of His relationship with man, He said, let us make man in our image. And right away, actually, the literal is, let us make Adam in our image. And right from the very beginning, Adam messed it up. And we are his messed up descendants. But God, being God, is going to make it come out the way he wants. And we need to look closer at God and what he has said and what he has promised, that our confidence may grow in God and not in our performance. Now, in this series, last time we were in the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. We're going to come back to that today. To repeat, let's go to the 8th verse. Well, let's go to the 1st verse. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. How do you get in Christ? Christ dwelleth in your heart by faith. That's the beginning of the promise. It says, but ye are, let's go to the 8th verse. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. If our world is viewed by us as being all about us, about what we encounter, about what we have attained, about what we want, that's in the flesh. It says, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Hebrews 6 says, without faith it is impossible to please God. Faith is what God's looking for. Jesus said, when I return, shall I find faith in the world? He didn't say, shall I find churchgoers? Shall I find theologians? Oh, how they have messed up. That which God has said. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man, listen to this, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, that's why the resurrection, as it says in the heading at the God School, is the foundation and hope of Christianity. God has something greater in mind than your life in this world. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken, give life to your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. This operation of the God school of, of the God spiel tells us that when we begin to operate in faith, that is, grabbing hold of God's promises, and acting on them as though they are more real than anything that we encounter in this life, that's faith, that we then become a dual creation. The old man, that though it is continuing in motion, this scripture tells us that that old man is dead because of sin. Not that short fallen performance, but that short fallen condition. In the Old Testament, the laws of the offering were, the first offerings were the trespass offering and the sin offering. The trespass offering was for sins you knew about. The sin offering was for our condition of sin. We are not sinners because we sin. We sin because we're sinners. Think on that. So, though it may appear that we are alive in the flesh, the old man is going to die because of sin. But this second nature of the dual creation of God, not just that descendant of Adam, but that new creature in Christ Jesus, is alive and is, as 2 Corinthians 4 tells us, and is being renewed day by day, being renewed in the Word of God by the Spirit of God. Oh, that God might give you ears to hear and me a voice to declare his word. Listen, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if through the Spirit do mortify, that is, to kill, that doesn't mean literally, it's metaphoric, to be dead, to consider your fleshly body dead. It's a hard one, folks. I know it. I struggle with it. There's not a person in shoe leather who doesn't struggle with it. But God's word declares, but if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, consider them dead, not subject any longer to the law, which Paul has talked about in the 7th chapter. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For listen, please listen, and compare it to the goddamn religion of men. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Hebrew word for father is Ab. The Aramaic, Abba. Best translation, Daddy. Whereby we cry, Daddy, Father. The Spirit, that is, the Spirit of God itself, beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. If you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, and if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer, that we may be glorified together. Together with who? Together with Christ. Paul says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time, I have written in my Bible the word valleys, where things don't appear as though we'd hoped they would appear, that we're in a valley. I don't care whether it's sickness or lack of prosperity or lack of momentary vision. I don't care what the valley is, for I reckon that the sufferings of this, of whether it be sickness or understanding that we really are sinners, Paul says in this same Roman letter that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. Look at the value God placed on his children. He gave his own son. For us. And through Jesus. And by Jesus, we might be made alive again unto God. For I reckon that the valleys of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be. That's something coming, folks, which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature, that's us, was made subject to vanity, that we might think that we're something. And vanity, it's a puff of air. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. The earnest expectation. That's our hope. Why? Because God said it. Because of the God spiel. Let's go on. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption. What is it? The redemption of the body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for? In the first epistle of John, he, I believe, turns lights on to that which Paul, and I'm not saying that he was building on Paul, he adds witness, if we will, to what another apostle said. He says in the third chapter of his first epistle, that is of John, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us. How foreign it is, this love that God has bestowed on us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it does not know him. Beloved, John says, now are we the sons of God? And he goes on to say, it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know, because we have God's word wherein he said this, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is, and every man that has this hope in him purifies himself even as to put the noun and not use the pronoun as Jesus himself is pure. Paul goes on to say, but if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience. No, endurance is the word. Take effort. Stay in the word. Do we with endurance wait for it? Likewise, the Spirit also helps our shortcomings. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. Years and years ago, as Dr. Scott was teaching out of these passages, Dr. Gene Scott, who was my pastor for 25 years, and who still is teaching me from teachings that have been preserved. He made this comment, and he was, Dr. Scott was truly a true Renaissance man. He was a philosopher. He was a world-class stamp collector. He was a classically trained musician. And he made this comment where it says, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. He says, musicians know that the sound from nature is all in minor keys. When you play or hear a minor key, there is always some note to follow. To follow it creates expectancy to or for a major note or key to follow. Even in nature, God has planted hope through the sounds of nature in minor keys, which commands that a major key follows. We have this expectancy, and the Spirit itself makes intercession. It helps us hit the mark, folks. It's with us to help us make the mark. I'm not there yet. You're not there yet if you're hearing this in the flesh. But we have the earnest expectation. We have the hope. And we will continue in this wonderful 8th chapter of Romans next time. But for now, that's the God School for today.